Monday, the 28th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is a really special day because of two reasons. The first is that it's the World Day of Celebrating Grandparents and the Elderly. So do you have a grandparent, a gogo, or an opa, or somebody you can go and give a hug to? Or maybe, like me, you may have an adopted one. When I was a little girl, my parents knew a lady who was not a blood relative at all, but I called her Granny Min, and I used to go for sleepovers by her, and she taught me how to bake, and she was a wonderful gogo, even if she wasn't my actual gogo. And so you may have one of those in your life, and they can be a lovely person to have in your life. Because grandparents are special, and all of the elderly are special, because they know so much stuff, and they have wisdom, which is something you can't find on AI or Google. Wisdom is not about knowing stuff, but it's about how to apply what you know. And grandparents are great at that. I once knew somebody who was a philosophy lecturer in ethics. That means he studied the philosophy of how do you know the difference between right and wrong. And he said, and I've never forgotten this, he said he had the grandmother test. And we were all like, what's the grandmother test? He said, well, he would think about his two grandmothers, and then he would think about the moral problem he was thinking about, and he would imagine explaining it to them. And neither of his grandmothers, he explained to us, had been to university, and they certainly hadn't studied applied ethics. And he would think, what would they say? And then he would think, whatever they said, that's probably right, because they had wisdom, which is not the same as knowledge necessarily. So today is a day to go and give your grandparents a hug if you know where they are, if you live near to them, and if you live far away, it's time to pick up the phone them or WhatsApp them and say, I love you and you are important in my life and I'm grateful to be your grandchild. And that's an important thing to do. And even Jesus had grandparents. He had Joachim and Anna, and he spent time with them too. Today is also the feast day of the first African pope, Pope Victor I. And he is an interesting pope because he actually gives us a lot of things that we just take for granted, not just us, but every Christian everywhere takes some of the things that Pope Victor said for granted. The big one he did is that he decided to take the celebration of the Triduum, that's Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. And instead of having them happen on any day of the week, as they do on the Jewish calendar in Pesach, he moved them to always being on a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. So you could say that he really gave us Easter as we know it today. So he was Pope towards the end of the 2nd century, from about 189 to 199. He was the Pope in Rome. He came from North Africa. He was part of the people called the Amazi. The Amazi. So the Romans called them Berbers, but their own name for themselves, and they are still Amazi today. If you look them up online, you will discover they are still a language and an ethnic group in North Africa, and he was part of that group. And he comes from North Africa, so he is our first African pope. So that's a useful thing to remember. So when somebody says to you, if somebody says to you, have there ever been an African pope? The answer will be yes. In fact, there have been three, and we'll talk about the others on another day. But today we remember Pope Victor. So Pope Victor, just one other thing that's worth noticing is that he wasn't a pope like today where they have lots of power and they live in a beautiful house in St. Peter's Basilica. That wasn't the kind of pope he was. He was the pope of a persecuted community of Christians, and in fact he is himself a martyr. So he was killed by the Romans himself. So his story comes to a sticky end, guys. It wasn't always fun and games being a pope. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Let's pray in particular for our grandparents, and for all grandparents. Lord, we ask your blessing on the elderly and especially on grandparents. May they know that they are loved and appreciated, and that we give thanks for the gift they are in our lives. And may we be open to learning from them and spending time with them. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.